Well, I think it's actually a great decision. The individual mandate is crucial to being able to allow the other insurance reforms to occur in the country. There are 52 million Americans uninsured, which is unconscionable in the wealthiest, most technically advanced country in the world. So it's a great thing.
It's my understanding that some of the Medicaid expansion provisions were not upheld. What is the impact of that part of the decision?
That will depend on the states. It ruled, and we've just looked at the decision, as I'm sure you are looking at it, that it won't be Congress won't have quite the power to force states to do it. But my guess is that Maryland, being a very progressive state with good Medicaid coverage, will go ahead and do the expansion.
What kind of message did the Supreme Court send today?
I think the Supreme Court's message, really beyond the Supreme Court, I think the message that this sends is that health care and that right, access to health care, is a basic human right. And it's something that all of us in this country should have, regardless of where they work, regardless of their health, regardless of their income. And it's taken us a step further to joining the rest of the developed world in getting close to universal health coverage.